Listen to the interview with Dr. Summers about Esperanto.
Dr. Summers, you are an expert on the language Esperanto. Can you tell us more about it?
Of course. The language Esperanto is about 130 years old. We call it a planned language because it was created by Dr. L. L. Zamenhof.
Does the word Esperanto mean anything?
Yes, it does. It means someone who hopes.
And why is that?
Because the idea of Esperanto is to have a language for international communication, a language that everyone can understand but doesn't belong to any country.
Is Esperanto difficult to learn? And how can one learn it?
Esperanto is not a difficult language to learn. The rules are simple, and every word is easy to pronounce and spell. There are lots of Esperanto textbooks and dictionaries. Also, there are over 500,000 Esperanto internet sites, and you can even learn it by email.
Wow, I didn't know it was so popular.
Well, yes, there are also other planned languages, but Esperanto is the biggest. If you are interested in this language, you can also get information from your nearest Esperanto society.
I will. Thank you for the interview, Dr. Summers.